In the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Hallelujah. Yes, we will trust you, Lord, and we will obey you. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Come on, lift your hands up. With our hands lifted up and our mouths filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. We will bless thee, O Lord. One more time. With our hands lifted up and our mouths filled with praise, with our hearts of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord, with our hearts of thanksgiving. We will bless thee, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We will bless you, Lord. We will bless you, Lord. So, Lord, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Yes, yes, tell him, Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, we'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. All hail, King Jesus. All hail, Emmanuel. King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise you. And I'll reign with him throughout eternity. All hail, King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, we're going to praise you, and we'll reign with him throughout eternity. One more time. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, we're going to praise you, and we'll reign with you throughout eternity. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister. Friend of God, bless you and praise the Lord for allowing him to use you to bring us our praise and worship this morning. but we truly trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, God bless you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. I'm telling you, Minister Brenda just set my soul on fire this morning with those old songs that I used to hymns that I used to hear in my grandmother's church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, this is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you on this ninth day of our fast. And the scripture verse which you're standing on is, the Lord is doing a new thing. Now it shall bring forth, spring forth. We decree and declare that we will be sensitive and open to new strategies God reveals to us. We will submit and seek the truth that only God can give to allow God to bring forth in us and through us the new thing he desires to spring forth. And the scripture verse, the Lord is doing a new thing, it shall now be brought forth, can be found in Isaiah 43, verses 8 through 19. Glory be to God. Well, this, as I said, this call was founded over 11 years ago by our co-founders, Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture verse, which can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all the messages have been archived from the inception of this call until absolutely yesterday. And so you can go to the website to hear those messages as well as read the bios of all of our speakers and get the directives for the fast. And the website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Every year, God blesses, the Holy Spirit blesses Pastor Vanessa with an affirmation that we stand on, with a theme. And that theme for 2022 is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience, and that's air quotes, and all he instructs us to do, for with, air quotes, immediate obedience, we will be continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. And that can be found in Isaiah 1, verses 19 through 20. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, as Minister Brenda so beautifully did, or as a hostess, that's what I'm doing now, or perhaps God has put a word on your heart that you would love to share. Well, guess what? This is the place where you want to do that, because this is the place where God can use you and you will grow in ways that you never realized before. I am a living witness. Or you may have a prayer request or a praise report that you want to share. In order to do that, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. In addition, we need you to know that on Fridays, we stay over just a little bit longer to get your praise report and your prayer requests live. However, know 24/7, when you submit a request, we are praying for you, because we know that when the prayers of one will send 1,000 to flight, and the prayers of two, 10,000. Now you might, well, how did all these people get together every Monday through Friday morning? Well, we were all brought together by the Diaz de Leon family. Papa Diaz de Leon started Artist Life over 33 years ago. And to find out more about the products and how to get healthier and wealthier, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, is the morning motivational call. And that's held by a team of great leaders will give you vital information about the benefits of the Artist Life products. And to go to that call immediately following this call, the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. There's also a bypass number so that you will not have to pay to access the call, and it's a new bypass number, so you might want to take note of it. It's 716-293-709707. I'll read that again. 716-293-9707, and simply follow the prompts. Well, and to find out more about the FAST and the directives, you can go to the website, and that information will be right there for you to read. As and that number, again, the website is themasterscall.net. Also, if you would desire to be a part of the FAST and want an accountability partner, you can text, do not call, but text Dr. Pecola Roberts, and that number is 586-747-8000. Again, 586-747-8000. And it's not too late to start the FAST, whether you started it with everyone or whether you're just coming on board. It's never too late, as it is a 21-day and a 40-day fast. Now, I'm going to get out of the way so that I can go ahead and introduce our speaker, because the speaker now is absolutely no stranger to our call. As a matter of fact, he is one of our newest team members, and so it's with pleasure that I introduce to some and present to others Minister Daryl Mickens Sr., who is a Memphis, Tennessee native. He was born into a family of ministerial leaders and has served in many appointments in his church. He accepted his calling in 2021, well, I think it said 20, and began, no, he didn't. He accepted his appointment in 2016. I apologize for that, and began ministering and teaching. He is also a part of the homeless ministry, where he has a heart to serve. Without further ado, Minister Daryl Mickens, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Forgive me. Before we do that, I am going to pray. So, Father God, we come to you right now, thanking you so much for this day that you have made. Thank you, God, for watching over us and keeping us, for having your angels encamped around about us, for covering us with your blood. Father, we thank and thank you that it's through you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Now, God, we thank you for Minister Daryl. We thank you, God, that you've given him a word that is fresh off the Holy Ghost press. We thank you, God, that even before he started ministering, before he was called to do that, he was already spreading the word of God, because he does come from a family and was a PK kid who knew how to do that. Now, God, I pray that you bless his wife, Monica, that you continue to be with his daughter, that you bless the baby, oh, God, that she is carrying, Lord, that baby, oh, God, that you is already destined for greatness. Now, God, we bind every attack that might want to come against these phone lines, any attack that may want to come against our minds that will try to distract us from hearing the word, because, Father, we're committing this call to you, and it is covered by the blood of Jesus, and it's covered by the word of our testimony. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Mickens, back to you.
Amen. Glory be to God in the land of the living one more day. I tell you guys, it's truly a pleasure to bring the word this morning. I am so excited. Most definitely want to thank my sister, Keisha Lee, for greeting us this morning and seeing us in the spiritual seats this morning, and our awesome prayer general for bringing us in with that awesome worship this morning. And can't leave out our wonderful host, Sister Willa. We just want to thank you all for that awesome presenting this morning, and most definitely can't leave out Dr. Pecola Roberts, my mother, and Dr. V, our spiritual mother, who kicks us at the nest. So I am truly excited this morning, and just glad to have the opportunity to bring the word to you guys this morning. I'm just going to jump right in. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up to let us see another day. Father God, we thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept. Father God, we thank you as I decrease, ask you to increase, Father God, to bring this word this morning to feed the sheep. Holy Spirit, we usher you in. All right. I'm not going to be long before y'all this morning because I do like to hit it, get it, and quit it. Being a PK's kid, you know, we can get long-winded there. My title this morning is Walking in the Spirit. I'm coming from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of flesh, for the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit, for we walk by faith, not by sight. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. The Bible, however, has much to say about the spirit realm. Because of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, dwells there. For if you live according to the flesh, you would die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live, walking in the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Holy Spirit not only gives to us as children of God, it operates them in cooperation with us. Therefore, the key to operating these gifts is to learn to work with the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus and profit the church, walking in the Spirit. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you in all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the love and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Because God is spirit and He does not have a physical body, this means He is able to be omnipresent and is not limited by physical location. It is necessary that God be spirit, so that we are able to communicate with Him and be with Him at all times. As spirit, God is invisible to our natural human eye, but He is nevertheless a living being, active in our lives and on the earth as spirit. God is infinite, unlimited by any dimension of time or space. He Himself was not created, but He is the self-existing one and the power that created all other beings and the entire universe, walking in the Spirit. He describes Himself to Moses in this way. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me, because God is spirit. He is with us at all times, and he is aware of our ways. Because God is spirit, we can be aware of and thankful for his consistent presence with us in every situation. God is an awesome God. He truly loves each and every one of us. We are very special to him. We are not only human beings, we are spiritual beings. We have to position ourselves to receive him on a daily basis and learn how to feel the flow in the spirit. The battle is on, but the blessing over is more powerful than the battle. There's nothing more powerful than the pouring of his spirit. The battle can't whip the blessing. The battle mind, God wants us to be blessed minded, because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. His power, his pouring out of his spirit is in our flesh. We must walk like God, talk like God, breathe like God. From defeat to the victory, from sadness to joy, from death to life, God is breathing on you. There are truly blessings. The divine bells are ringing. If you don't hear them, you are in trouble. When God breathes on his glory, falls in the atmosphere. When you're led by the Spirit, the battle is already decided. You win. Stop investigating and meditate so God can tell you. Spirit of faith, no matter what's going on, faith keep my eyes open. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the blood, you can't stop a resurrection power. Get out the flesh and get into the spirit. That's why it's so important for us to fast and pray, because it opens up the line of communication with our Heavenly Father. It's just like you got to put that plate down, because we are just a vessel. We like a pipe in a drain. If you're constantly filling it and filling it and filling it, it clogs up, and guess what? Can't nothing get through. So you got to put that plate down and let God come in you, because he's already there. He's never left you. He never forsakes you. He loves each and every one of us. So I am so excited about the fast, because it's allowing us to open up our frequencies and the channels to the Almighty, who loves each and every one of us because we are so special to him. So please, on this fast, take it serious, because God is pouring out his spirit into our flesh, because he said he would, and he's doing it. It's a paradigm shift that's happening right now. So quit worrying. You don't have to be afraid. Just know that God loves you. And he said, you have not because you ask not. All you got to do is ask him. When you walk in the spirit, it's nothing that you can't have from your Father. This is D. Mickens from the great state of Memphis, Tennessee. Glory be to God in the land of the living. One more day. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister.
Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for that strong message on walking in the Spirit. and I will call you back for after I have the announcements and after our time of prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, come to you. It's in you that we rejoice, God. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, who died for our sins, that we may have life, everlasting life with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you said not only do you hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers, because you said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, we pray that we are counted among that number of which you speak. God, we thank you that you spoke this world into existence. It was a word, Lord. And so you told us to speak the word, and you said for us to say only what you say about us. Father, you said in your word that you would make us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. You said in your word that when we come to you, that you delight in giving good gifts to your children whose minds are stayed on you. But you also told us to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, and all our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. So that's what we're doing, God. We're coming to you as a collective body, because you said that the prayers of one will send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of two will send 10,000. And you also said that when two or more gather in your name, you're in the midst, and there's a whole lot more than two of us on the line. So we thank you, Lord. We lift up Dr. Pakola. We thank you for touching her body, God. We thank you for restoring her health. We thank you, God, for giving her the rest that she needs. And, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that she hears your voice and hears your voice clearly, and the voice of a stranger she will not follow. Thank you for the new direction that you have in her life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa. And we just ask, God, that you continue to comfort her family, Lord. Continue to be with all of the Witherspoons, oh, God. That you bless them, God. And we continue to lift up Mackenzie, God, and just thank you for sparing her life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that she is walking in your word. Thank you for not only protection over Mackenzie, but over all of our children in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Brother Darrell and the word that he brought us. Now, God, we ask you to continue to be with him, watch over him, keep him. And, God, we are in agreement together for his daughter, Miracle, that she will, oh, God, get what she needs, that she will get that new kidney in the name of Jesus. And that as she gets it, God, that she, her body responds well and accept it well. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for Xander, Deanna, and Lily, Minister Candy's son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter. God, while they were diagnosed with COVID, they had absolutely no kind of symptoms or no kind of illness from it, God. We thank you, God, that your hand was on them and that your name is above COVID. Your name
seems like we may have lost her. So, Father, we just thank you for this time of intercession, and we ask that
and we find Bluefoot Double who tried to enter this call in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Chloe, the Conaway family. God, we thank you for what you've done in the God, you
Minister Willie, you're going in and out on us. We can't hear you now. right, she's gone off the board. So, Father, we just thank you, and we just bind the enemy, and we just thank you that the prayers of the righteous are availing much. And we just cover all these prayers and all the prayer requests in the name of Jesus and by your blood. Amen and amen. Thank you, Minister Daryl, for that powerful word, walking in the Spirit. Awesome man of God. We thank you so much. And this time of consecration and pressing into that place in prayer, we want to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. All right, I see you on, Prophet Kai. You're going to take over?
I am. Yes, I am. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa.
All right.
So again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617 pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617 pound. Again, we want to thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And of course, to our amazing prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship. And again, we are continuing to press in on our fast. We are on, day 9 of the fast. And it is Isaiah 43:18 through 19. And we are, the Lord is doing a new thing. Now it's there that we will be sensitive and open to new strategies God reveals to us. We will submit and seek the strength that only God can give to allow us to bring forth in us and through us the new things he desires to bring forth. And again, the scripture reference is Isaiah 43:18 through 19. And again, man of God, what an on time and amazing word that came today from our brother, Minister Dell. And we look forward to hearing each and every one of you again on the Master's Call in the morning as we continue. Again, if you want to join us on the fast, if you would text message, do not call, text message our dear Dr. Pakola, and that number is, 586, 586-747-8000, 586-747-8000. And we are looking forward to hearing each and every one of you again tomorrow here at the same time. Brother Daryl, would you please come forward and give us our benediction?
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for the word. Father God, we thank you. When we yield to the pouring of your spirit, we become instruments of persuasion. It is time for us to live a life of persuasion. Father God, we thank you. We love you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen.